Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings, and today we're talking to an international singer, songwriter, performer. She's performed at Carnegie Hall. She's a recent Grammy Award winner. We'd like to welcome to our program from Mumbai, Falu. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate it, Larry.
Now, Falu, where do you call home these days? Is it you still have a house in Mumbai?
I do have a house in Mumbai, but I call myself a New Yorker.
A New Yorker. Yes. Was it a big transition moving from Mumbai to New York?
Absolutely. A big culture shock. It was like a different planet. But, you know, I'm an adventurous person, so I absolutely enjoyed every minute of learning new things.
Well, I'm sure New York, they cater to a very international crowd, so you can get all kinds of great Indian food. You know, myself, I love, you know, saag paneer and butter chicken and, you know, I love Indian food.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
Well, we welcome you to our show. And what can you tell me, first of all, what is Indie Hindi? I saw that term associated with your career. So explain a little bit about Indie Hindi.
Well, it all started with a young man called Gaurav Shah entering my life in India. He was born and raised here in Texas, and originally Indian immigrant parents came here, and Gaurav was raised here, my husband. We met in India when he came to learn music for a year. He took a year off from college, and we ended up in the same music class, so we fell in love. And that ended up in me coming to America in New York with him. We married here, and we together started this journey as co-singers and co-songwriters and bandmates. And we created, along with Karishma, the older band, a sound called Indie Hindi, wherein all the songs were in English, but they were based on the traditional melodic scales that have been passed on to us for 11 generations. And these are called Indian ragas. So the classical music and folk music of India was brought here because of my training, because of what Gaurav also studied for a little bit. And together we created a story of coming up with the genre that's also newer, not very popular in America, but it became our signature sound.
And you have done quite a few different things in this industry. You've done some music for documentaries and film, and you performed with Yo-Yo Ma, I guess. You shared a stage with him. You performed for presidents. And you know, it's what a career you've had. And with A.R. Rahman, you also performed with him. So, I mean, you've done so many different things. You've sung in English. You've sung in Hindi. And all of this is in what, how many years? It's been a short while. It hasn't been a long, long career, has it?
No. I've only been here for 21 years. So we started 21 years ago. As a matter of fact, we were passing through Mercury Lounge, a little club in New York, the other day. And, you know, I had nostalgia about how we stuck in flyers for people to come in 2001. And we started, you know, doing our concerts that way. And from there to then having a Grammy Award, it's been such a long, not a long, but it's such an interesting story and development as an artist, as well as a human. You know, learning American ways and becoming American while hanging on to the traditional values that I inherited. So there's been kind of a lot of ups and downs, but also a lot of great and beautiful things that happen along the way.
And you talk about winning a Grammy. It's for your second children's album, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
So we're going to talk more about the children's albums and your journey, your Grammy. And I want to hear about this, the biggest challenges you faced in moving from India to the U.S. But before we get to that, I want to ask if you do a song for us.
Sure. Actually, why don't I do the first song that I've ever written in America? It was in Hindi, and I was 19, 20 years old, and I did not have a concept of how to write a song. But Gaurav and people from Karishma introduced me to that concept, and then I started writing what I was feeling. And even though the lyrics are in Hindi, But the arrangement and the entire approach to the song, like verse, chorus, bridge, everything is American and Western. So this is exactly the birth of Indie Hindi, and it's called Rabba.
Rabba. What does it mean, Rabba?
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord. Here's Rabba Falu here on Border Crossings. Crossings Falu and Rabba, which is oh, oh my God in English.
It's in Hindi. Oh my God is English translation.
Right. So the song we just heard was Hindi, and the inspiration is from a 19-year-old's perspective, and that's kind of, you know, very early on. I assume at that time you weren't married or had children. That was very
No.
early. Yeah, you're very young.
Very young.
To be, you know, I mean, oh my God, what inspired you to write something like that? What was your eye-opening experience at that time for at 19?
It was about marrying, meeting this man. It was about love, falling in love with the man I married. And when I met him and everything I learned about him was, I was in awe. And you know the first love that a woman can have and she never forgets. And it was mesmerizing. So it's about a union, happiness, but also the other meaning, spiritual meaning, is also about attaining enlightenment. It's when somebody reaches that stage of just being enlightened. That is how I think love feels.
And so this is your first love? You married your first love?
I did.
Wow. What a romantic love story that is.
I was lucky enough.
Yeah, and you look very happy, so that's great. That's wonderful. Falu is our guest here on Border Crossings, and so what's been the biggest adjustment or transition you had to make when you moved here to the US? You talked about adjusting to the culture and the US from India. What was your biggest challenge?
Learning how to maneuver and how to work in America because I didn't have the opportunity to go to school here. So when you go to high school, middle school, you know, the culture embodies in children and teenagers. For me, it was first of all a culture shock because I come from a very traditional family in India, a very, you know, close-knit, small family. And to come to America and explore the world of, you know, Ethiopian food as well as Greek food, and then go to another and hear Latin music, or go to another corner and have African music, gospel choir. It's like a big bang happened in my head, and I had to swirl around that and bring myself together to learn where do I fit in, how do I keep what I have, but also incorporate the uniqueness of what I have and make something unique out of everything that I have learned.
Mm-hmm.
So there were many musical things that I had to learn, like how to read music or how to communicate with people who are not Indian musicians, because we don't think harmony. We only think melody. And here I had to learn how to write harmonies and how to sing in choir, or how to, you know, like all the other styles of music that I did not learn. So the education starts right there, preliminary education of learning how to see music in a different way. And it goes from there to, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend cultures, wearing a ring. I didn't even know I had to wear a ring to be known that I'm married and I'm not available. All of that, you know, when you go to a club, some people would say, you want to come out on a date with me? That would be a culture shock. Because I was never asked out on a date. So, you know, things that a 19-year-old has to learn when she has no idea how American young people work, or how the clubs and festivals and musicians and biggest musicians, biggest collaborators that I had, Yo-Yo Ma, Philip Glass, Wyclef Jean, or A.R. Rahman, Ricky Martin, these people, how they think. I mean, put a 19-year-old in that room and it could be intimidating. But
yes.
You know, thank God for me, I had my training so solid, and my ragas and my Indian classical music was so strong in me that I never was scared to open my mouth and sing. So I think that courage that was instilled by my gurus, Ustad Sultan Khan and other teachers that have blessed me, I think that went a long way. And then so many times I would go back to my teachers and say, I don't know anything about American music. I don't know what to do. They said, just flow like a river. Keep going. Don't look back. Don't just, if it's, you make a mistake, so what? It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. Keep going. Learn and grow. Learn and grow. So positivity, and then obviously support from my husband. Gaurav was massive. Without him, I can't do anything.
We're talking with Falu, who's our guest here on the program. Now, you got a Grammy for your second children's album. What's the album called?
It's called A Colorful World.
A Colorful World.
Yes. And it happened because a bunch of things happened in COVID. It was all COVID made. My father passed away, who I'm sorry. So coming from that grief, music was something that was the only thing that basically took me out of that grief of, because I was very close to him and he lived with us. So it slowly I started writing songs that reminded me of my memories with him. So going to the park, going to the farm, or, you know, learning how to fly a kite, or coloring with crayons that me and my dad always did as preschoolers, and how he told me that in crayons, they it's a box, right? But all the colors live so peacefully with each other, keeping their identities intact. And this is exactly how you can live with other human beings who don't look like you, who are different, who come from different religion, different caste, different culture, different race. You live peacefully with them, but you don't forget your identity. And how amazing that was for me, from my dad and my, you know, peers, to learn at such a young age and then make an album where diversity, you know, inclusiveness, and integration and acceptance is so needed right now in this world for children, for even for adults. Like, the acceptance and tolerance is so low because of everything that's going on. Wars are going on. And I feel like with colors, if we can teach children fundamentally in their young age that it's okay to be different, but embrace each other. Mm-hmm. And respect each other, I think the society might just be a better place.
Mm-hmm. We talk about diversity these days. So, yeah, it's tough to be a child in today's world. Growing up today is a lot harder than when I was growing up. We're talking with Falu, who's with us. Would you do another song?
Sure. I'll do you a lullaby that, you know, has been incredibly successful. And it's also from the album Falu's Bazaar. And my mother sang this to me, and my mother's 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 mother sang it. So it comes in the family. It's a legacy lullaby that we have passed on for five generations. And I'm hoping my son passes on to the next one. So that'll be the sixth. So I will do a lullaby from that album, Falu's Bazaar. It's called Nishad's Lullaby.
All right, Nishat's Lullaby. Here's Falu on Border Crossings. Border Crossings, that's Nishat's Lullaby, and it's Falu who's singing it. And what a lovely voice you have. You have an absolutely mesmerizing, amazing voice. And, you know, I always assimilate Indian music with Bollywood and the dancing and the big stage productions. And, you know, I've seen a bunch of Indian films, and there's a lot of dancing that goes on in even a love story movie. There's dancing is a big component of Indian movies that I've seen. Is that something that you grew up with yourself in Mumbai?
Oh yeah, once you're in India, you cannot escape Bollywood and all the cool things that it brings to your world. Basically, Bollywood is something that at when you're seeing a cinema, when you go to a movie theater, you forget about your differences. There is another person sitting next to me, there's somebody else sitting next to me, and all of us enjoy this 2 hours of movie, and it escapes us to a different world. And for India, Bollywood is something more associated with escaping from reality rather than being in reality, because you know life is very hard there. Even running water not sometimes is always given, right? So people have to go and escape themselves to a world of fantasy. That's where Bollywood comes in, where it's spicy, it's dancing, it's colors, it's culture, festivities, it's stories and emotions, and everything is a mix. And I think it's a wonderful way to escape for those 2 hours and forget about your struggles. And I feel all of us need that. You know, here we do yoga, or here we go to meditation class. Everybody copes up in different ways. So I think it's very cultural. But Bollywood to us means it's in our DNA.
Dancing, sure, a way of
singing,
life.
Fabrics, spices, and my album talks about all of it. The spices of India, the pots and pans that we use, the fabrics, and the just the nuances that Indian emotions have and the culture has. I try to bring it through my artistic voice, music, and songwriting capabilities and lyrics. And through that, we want to take children through a South Asian journey and show them a different world that exists so peacefully without disturbing them, but it's still there.
Today, for the first time, many people in many parts of the world, we're broadcasting to 100 countries, are meeting Falu for the first time and hearing Falu's music. Now, when you perform on stage or on tour, and you now have a children's album, do you do shows for children? I mean, how does that affect what you do and how you tour and perform?
So I do various kinds of performances, starting with adult music, which my first indie Hindi repertoire is. I have the same band of four people, Brian Vargas, Leo Traversa, Greg Gonzalez, and me. Four of us play everything, right? So if we have a club show or a festival show, we will play my adult repertoire. Recently, we had a performance for kids, 20,000 or more kids at Carnegie Hall, and we
Wow.
did Musical Explorers, where we took three songs from India, and those three songs are in every school in New York City and more, and it also is virtually, shown. So many kids all over America and more have seen that show that we did at Carnegie Hall. Then we also went to Spain to headline the Festival for Wellbeing Summit, which is the first of a kind festival in the world that brings meditation, mindfulness, and music together as a healing opportunity for people who are looking for something bigger than just, capitalism.
Falu is our guest. We have time for one more song. What have you picked for us?
Oh, this song is extraordinary. It's basically an anthem of South Asia. Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, all of our countries, all of our neighboring countries, everybody knows and loves and always comes together, unites peacefully, singing this beautiful melody and becomes one for those 3 minutes. There is no differences. No language barriers, no religion barriers when we sing this song. So I would like to do this as a blessing, as a prayer to everybody who is listening to this. Let's put our differences aside for 3 minutes and just enjoy the soulfulness of music. As my teacher says, music is such that a soul sings and a soul hears. There are no boundaries. So let's unite for that 3 minutes.
And this is called?
O Lal Meri.
All right, here's Falu on Border Crossings.
ओ लाल मेरी पत रखियो भला झूले लालन सिंदड़ी ता से पानी दा सखी शाबास कलंदर दमादम मस्त कलंदर अली दम दम में अंदर दमादम मस्त कलंदर अली दम दम में अंदर ओ लाल
Thank you. Falu on Border Crossings. And what's the name of the song we just heard?
O Lal Meri.
O Lal Meri?
O Lal Meri.
O Lal Meri. Okay, beautiful song. Let's unite, getting together once again, and celebrating life for 3 minutes and forgetting about everything going on around us outside, in the outside world. Is that correct? Is that
correct? Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely, lovely. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Now, if people want to find your tour schedule, they want to know where you're performing, they want to get your music, where can they find you on social media and on the web?
Well, our social handles are Falu Music, FALU Music.com. It's a website, as well as Falu Music on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, everywhere.
So everything is Falu Music. That's how people can find out. And you've got these festivals coming up. You're going back to India. So if we're reaching people in India right now, you can check out the shows. Make sure you go to Falu Music and find out where she's performing, when she's performing. And your music is available on Amazon and iTunes and everywhere people can buy music. Yes. And the name of the new children's album is?
A Colorful World.
A Colorful World. Well, thank you so much for making our world more colorful, Falu. Appreciate meeting you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. What a pleasure. And so our guest today has been Falu, and you have been watching Border Crossings. And this is VOA TV. Thanks for tuning in.